We come now to lesson 10, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. We've already done an overview of this in our previous lesson. Today we're just going to read through the passage and have a chance to look at this handout which I've created, which you can print off from this CD and use to hand to your Muslim friend as you study the scriptures together with him or her. And let's just read through this and get familiar with the passage. We'll begin at Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. It happened after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," he said, "Here I am." He said, "Now take your son, your only son whom you love, even Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you of." So Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. He split the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go yonder. We will worship and come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. He took in his hand the fire and the knife. They both went together. Isaac spoke to his father and said, "Father." He said, "Here I am, son." He said, "Here is the wood, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And this is the picture that it brings to mind. Abraham said, "God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they both went together. They came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. The angel of Yahweh came to him out of the sky and said, "Abraham, Abraham." He said, "Here I am." He said, "Don't lay your hand on the boy, neither do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and saw that behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "Yahweh will provide," as it is said to this day, "On Yahweh's mountain it will be provided." The angel of Yahweh called to Abraham a second time out of the sky and said, "I have sworn by myself, says Yahweh, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that I will bless you greatly, and I will multiply your seed greatly. Like the stars of the heavens, and like the sand which is on the seashore, your seed will possess the gate of his enemies. In your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. Abraham lived at Beersheba. A couple of interesting things here. Notice, first of all, what was God's purpose in testing Abraham? And here you can talk about what it means to love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Why was a ram a suitable substitute for the son? And there we talk about the perfection, the lack of blemish, an animal provided by God. What is the meaning of kafara in Arabic? Well, it means atonement. It means substitutionary, redemptive death, where that which dies purchases the freedom of that for which it is sacrificed. What is the meaning of forgiveness? Well, simple, that I take the consequences of that other person's sin on myself when I forgive them. Clearly, if God is to forgive us, then he must take the consequences of our sin upon himself. And this brings us here in this passage to the wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Were Abraham and Isaac sinless? No. Nowhere in the scripture does it talk of them as sinless. Only Jesus is spoken of in the Bible as sinless, and that is also true in the Quran. What does the Quran say about who was sacrificed? You can look at chapter 37, verses 100 to 113, and chapter 51, verses 24 to 30, and see that clearly Isaac was the one who was sacrificed, because Isaac means laughter in Hebrew. There's another point here that I think we should make before we close today. Notice at the end of the passage that God repeats that promise that he gave before. The promise of blessing. The promise that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And this is a critical point. What is that blessing? It's the same thing that we saw in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. And later in the calling of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, the blessing is the covenantal love relationship with God, that you will know God, experience God, be involved in intimate relationship with God. For that purpose you were created. So your seed, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. What will they be blessed with? With the covenantal relationship with God, because you have obeyed my voice. That's all for this particular passage. We'll stop here and trust that you'll be able to share this with your Muslim friend and have a very interesting time and discussion.